Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Hey, Daily Tour fans, welcome back to the Daily Tour Podcast. Today is stage 19 of the Tour de France. There's stage 19, 20, and 21, and then we are done with the 2008 Tour de France. And this is going to be a short podcast because, quite honestly, not a lot of action out there on the road today that made a whole lot of difference in this year's race. So real quickly, going into stage 19, in first place, Carlos Sastre, 79 hours, 16 minutes, 14 seconds. He's followed by Frank Schleck, 1 minute, 24 seconds back. Bernhard Kohl is behind him, 1:33 behind Sastre, and then Cadel Evans, 1:34 back. Now remember, that 1:34 is going to make a difference as we talk about tomorrow's stage 20 at the end of the show, so stand by. In fifth place, 2 minutes 39 seconds back, Denis Menchov, and then Christian Vandevelde from the United States in sixth place, 4:41 behind Sastre. 5:35 back, Alejandro Valverde from Castapana. In eighth, Samuel Sanchez from Euskaltel, 5:52 behind Sastre. Then Tadej Valjevic from AG2R, he's 8:10 back and rounding out our top 10, Vladimir Efimkin from AG2R, 8 minutes 24 seconds back. In the green jersey is Oscar Freire from Rabobank, 229 points. Andy Schleck still in the white jersey from Team CSC Saxo Bank, and having sewn up the polka dot jersey, he'll be wearing it in Paris. It's Bernhard Kohl from Team Gerolsteiner with 125 points. Now today our riders will be going 165.5 kilometers from Rouen to Mont-Luçon. Along the way, as they begin the stage, there's a Category 3 climb. It's 11 kilometers, an average of 3.5%. It's the Croix du Sud, going up to 760 meters. Then there's the Category 4 Côte de la Croix Rouge, 1.4-kilometer climb to 6.4%. There's a feed zone at 87 kilometers, right about midway in the stage, a sprint at 102.5 kilometers, and then a climb which is uncategorized, meaning that it doesn't have a category number, although it is a decent bump in the road nevertheless. Then there's a sprint at 143.5 kilometers, followed by a descent, and then a relatively flat roll-in to the finish in Mont-Luçon. Not really a great deal to talk about with today's stage. Everyone in the peloton really seems to be looking forward to tomorrow's individual time trial in Stage 20, and that looks like it should be the stage that will decide the winner of this year's Tour de France. Nevertheless, today we had a couple of breakaways in the beginning, and then eventually Sylvain Chavanel went away. He was chased by 18, and that dwindled down to one, and that was Jeremy Roy, and that's R-O-Y. So I hope I'm not butchering his last name. The two of them staying away all day, and despite the work of Leaky Goss and Quick Step at the front of the peloton, when they did come across the line, it was with almost 2 minutes over the charging peloton. And the real question was at this point, who would take the stage? Would it be Chavanel, who has a number of major victories to his credit, or would it be Roy? And he has really no major victories to his credit. And this would be just a fantastic thing for him to add to his palmarès. They were really good about this. You expect the cat and mouse games to begin maybe 4 or 5 kilometers out, And these two guys were really smart. They continued to ride together and work together, even going under the Flamme Rouge, the 1 kilometer to go banner. And Sylvain Chavanel continued to lead out his breakaway companion as they headed into the last couple hundred meters. Chavanel would start to dig. He'd look behind him. Roy was being very patient and just waiting. And then when Chavanel started the sprint, Roy just could not stay with him. And at the line, it was Sylvain Chavanel for the victory in 3 hours, 37 minutes, and 9 seconds. Second place, Jeremy Roy from Française du Jeu. Third place in a bunch sprint finish. At first, it really looked like it was going to be Tor Husshofft. He had a great lead out from a Crédit Agricole teammate, but it was not to be. Gerald Ciolek from Germany and Team Colombia coming in 1 minute 13 seconds behind Chavanel. The rest of our top 10 at the same time. Eric Zabel, Heinrich Hausler, Leonardo Duque, Filippo Pozzato, Tor Husshofft, Robert Forster, and Julian Dean. No change in the general classification, no change in any of the jerseys. Everything is staying the same until tomorrow's Stage 20, our individual time trial, as our riders go from Serilly to Saint-Amand-Montrond. It is 53 kilometers to time checks in the middle, one at 18 and one at 36. And interestingly, there is a feed zone in our 53-kilometer individual time trial at 30.5 kilometers into the stage. Folks aren't quite sure what's going to happen. A lot of people with their money on Cadel Evans to win tomorrow, and if he wins in big style, to be in the yellow jersey on the Champs-Élysées on Sunday in Paris. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. I will be with you via Twitter and via podcast to give you all of the information. By the way, one other thing is that an autobus formed today behind the peloton as they went up that uncategorized climb. Not supposed to be difficult, but a lot of riders shucked out the back and finishing that autobus 14 minutes and 45 seconds behind Chavanel included Eisel, Bichot, Di Gregorio, Cioni, Marzano, Kuczynski, Kraus, Vogondi, and Nicky Terpstra. Meanwhile, three riders finishing outside the time limit and with only two stages to go, they are out of the 2008 Tour de France. Fabian Wegman, Fletcher, and Feliu are out of the Tour de France. Tomorrow's going to be a good day. Get up early, join me on the Twitter feed, and I'll be back with you on the podcast. Until then, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed. We'll see you tomorrow. So long. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow DailyTour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.